Fauci.
Is it time?
Let's do this.
It's time for Real Golf Radio, the longest-running nationally syndicated golf show in the country, with insights and experience of professional golfer Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper, and the passion and, fun of Brian Taylor.
Nice.
Getting you ready for the weekend in golf for 19 years. Now that's real. Here they are, the hosts of Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome into November, and thanks for joining us on this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor alongside Bob Casper. Dave Glauser producing. As always, thank you for being with us. Our website is realgolfradio.com. Twitter handle @realgolf, and we'd love for you to join us there and join the conversation. Tell us what you think and participate at your convenience. Great show for you today. Thomas Pagel from the USGA joins us as we get you ready for 2019 and the rules changes that aren't it's not too far away. We'll talk to Thomas coming up in about 15 minutes. Also, the caddy stops by, Jeff Babineau as well, and the longtime scribe and ink-stained journalist, as he likes to refer to himself, and a gloating Sox fan, no doubt. He'll join us to tell us about some of his new initiatives and thoughts on this young and new 2018-19 season. So that's all straight ahead for you on this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Thanks again for joining us. And you know what? It's fun to see the guys out in Vegas back here in the USA, and a couple of big names playing this week and some really interesting storylines as well developing out there in the desert.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ricky Fowler playing this week. He's at 7 under par. Jordan Spieth at 8 under par. A few shots back, but it's great to see those guys playing, and those guys will both be playing next week also down in Mexico.
Something a little bit about some policy on the PGA Tour for a number of events and new events played or something along those lines?
So Jordan Spieth had to extract a little bit of penance for his not playing enough events last year and not playing enough new events. So he's playing early in the fall. This is the first time he's played early in the fall, and here he is. Starting off his week, doing okay.
For those of you kids listening at home, you want to get yourself into a career and work with a company that requires you to play more golf if you don't play enough golf. That is the secret to success right
there.
All right, we'll get into it all next right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, what does it take to be the number one irons in golf? Well, if you ask the engineers at Callaway, they'll tell you one thing: innovation. And they would know, because Callaway's Face Cup technology has made them the number one irons in golf. The Face Cup technology that makes their irons tremendously powerful actually came from their fairway woods and hybrids, which incidentally, those fairway woods and hybrids continue to outperform the competition. Face Cups dramatically increase ball speed across the face, and the second Callaway started engineering irons with Face Cups, everything changed. Golfers started seeing tremendous gains in distance and forgiveness, and of course, the engineers at Callaway keep on innovating. Steelhead, Big Bertha, and Apex irons are all powered by Callaway's game-changing Face Cup technology, and they've all made Callaway the number one irons in golf. To learn more about the technology behind the number one irons in golf, go to CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicholas agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
What happens when our most epic driver technology goes rogue? You set the new bar in speed. Then you set it in forgiveness. This is the new jailbreak. It's our fastest driver technology, and now it's in our most forgiving head. That's how you get the most powerful jailbreak effect ever. The new Rogue Driver from Callaway, the number one driver in golf.
So you've thought about LASIK surgery, but you're hesitant. I get it. It's your eyes, and while it's a hassle to deal with contacts and glasses, the thought of a laser in your eye sounds painful and scary. Well, let me tell you, I had the same feelings until I went to Hoops Vision for my free evaluation. I was super impressed with the time they spent, and they put all my concerns to rest. I left excited and confident knowing that I was in the best hands with the latest technology. The day of the surgery was easy. No pain, comfortable massage chairs, and warm chocolate chip cookies to help me relax. And then the miracle. Within a few minutes, I could see. It's an amazing feeling, and now I can see where my golf ball goes, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses and not dealing with contacts that dry up out in the sun and the wind. It's why major champions like Mike Weir chose Hoops Vision. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with new techniques such as smile and camera, there are more options than ever before. Visit HoopsVision.com today and schedule your free consultation. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you could save $1,000 off your procedure. More choices, more experience, better vision at Hoops Vision.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, hey, welcome back into the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. This segment brought to you by Odyssey. Have you checked out the new Exo line of putters, the number 7? Or the Rossi, who happens to be my personal favorite.
That Rossi actually feels really good.
Why, thank you. Have you been experimenting with my putter bomb?
No.
This much performance shouldn't look this good. That's what Odyssey says. Forgiveness, feel, and roll all in one beautiful package. Constantly getting compliments every time I bring that XO out there. Plus, oh, and the reason, not only does it look good, but you're also hole in putts. So that usually gets people's attention. Check it out at Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. All right, we thank you for joining us. Fun show today, and we're going to talk some rules and get you ready for 2019. Thomas Pagel is a good friend of ours, and he's really kind enough to spend some time with us over the years, and there's a lot to get to for 2019. And some interesting things that have come out of that. I'm anxious to ask him about Bryson's comment.
Yeah.
So DeChambeau says he's going to putt with a flagstick in.
Yeah. Well, it depends week to week. Like in the U.S. Open, he wouldn't, because the U.S. Open flag, their flags are metal, and they're a little bit bigger, so he wouldn't putt with it in. But
did you know that, by the way? Did you know that there were different flags
for different? Yeah, there are different flags for different places.
That the U.S. Open specifically has their own flagstick?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And then
all these years, Bob, I had no idea that the U.S. Open, one of the nuances was that they have their own unique flagsticks.
Yeah. Like at
you're saying that like you knew that.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Yeah.
That there was a difference in the flagsticks at the Open versus anything.
So at Marion, it has the bushel or the wicker basket on the top, but that's a thicker, rounder flagstick. So, and it's metal.
I understand that some flag. I just didn't realize that the U.S. Open had a consistency. Yeah. I thought it was whatever course, whatever flagstick that course usually has. I didn't realize the U.S. Open brought in their own flagsticks.
Well, PGA Tour brings in their own flagsticks every week.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's a fiberglass, thin fiberglass flagstick.
So the flagsticks when we were playing at Shinnecock are different than the flagsticks that the
Tournament hadn't been played yet.
Right. I get that.
At Shinnecock, so it could have been just their normal flagsticks until the tournament proper comes around. And then they're replaced with the flagsticks that the U.S. Open uses.
You know, of all the times we've had a chance to play these media day things, and I say, you know what, the golf course is a little soft, not quite ready yet. And by the way, they don't have the tournament flagsticks in yet.
Yeah.
I never thought of adding that little nugget.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, it's amazing, really, that I haven't broke par most of these golf courses playing these easier flagsticks. I mean, certainly that's. I mean, I can't believe I haven't. You know.
Well, Bryson DeChambeau thinks that the U.S. Open flagsticks are a little bit more difficult.
He actually referred to flagsticks and their coefficient of restitution.
That's right.
I didn't.
How
even
the ball bounces off the flagstick.
We're talking about putting, right?
Yes.
So you're telling me that he is calculating how hard he is going to bang a putt off the middle of the hole in the flagstick as to whether or not he uses
Necessarily banging it off the middle of the hole.
Well, then what is a COR has to do with the way the ball reacts off of a flag?
Yes,
off of a,
exactly.
A surface.
So when a ball rolls up to the hole and it hits the flag stick, if it's metal, it has more of a chance to bounce off of the flag away from the hole than it does with fiberglass, which will kind of absorb the ball a little bit more
I'm
and go into
you.
The hole.
Yeah, but still, okay? Are you putting with so much force that you're getting...
No. No, but he's saying with the new rule,
yeah,
which we're going to talk about with Thomas Pagel, he's saying with the new rule, he'll leave flag sticks in now when he putts.
Let's forget about the COR for a minute. Mm-hmm. Do you, under any circumstance, if you had a 5-footer, a 10-footer, a 15-footer, would you leave the flag stick
no,
in?
No, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't that just freak your eyes out?
I know. I remember Seve used to... when he was putting from 10, 12 feet, he used to have his brother, Manuel, tend the flag. We'll talk to the caddy about this, but okay. He would have him tend the flag from that close.
And I think I remember hearing something about that it helped him line it up.
Yeah, alignment. Yep.
Is it a lot like when you're...
Plumb Bobby?
Yeah.
No. I mean, he's standing.
Right, but if that flag stick's going straight up, does it help you see break? Because the flag is essentially... The flag should be perpendicular.
I mean, he'll read the break and he'll see what was... He read the break and saw what was there. And then when Manuel tended the flag, he could base it off of where he was standing.
Where Manuel was standing?
Yeah.
So Manuel would put his foot on the line that Seve's supposed to putt on?
Yeah.
Which is illegal.
Well, not if your caddy's tending the flag.
If you can
use it as a lineman aid.
But if your caddy is reading the putt as well and putting his stance at a spot, giving him something to aim at, that's against the rules. Ah, you just give me that little Seve smile.
Yeah, I am. I'm giving you the smile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that has nothing to do with the flag stick. That is with your caddy lining up your putt for
you. My dad always said when he was chipping around greens, he never took the flag stick out. And you see young guys always take it out. A lot of young guys take it out because they feel like it could hurt them or hurt their chances of the ball going in the hole. My dad always wanted it in.
For chipping. Yeah, and Jack, and I think it was Nicholas the one that made it real popular. If you want to hole it, you pull it.
Yeah.
That was kind of the...
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're trying to get it close, leave it in. If you want to hole it, pull it out. And then you have other philosophies of if it's downhill or something like that, maybe you leave it in. If it's uphill, you want it. There are various theories on when is best.
Right.
What do you like? If you're chipping,
leave it in.
Leaving it in.
Yeah.
In case you hit one a little too hard, might get a
hit the flag, goes in.
I'm sure there's statistics on this, and maybe Thomas knows.
Yeah.
But I wonder how many balls that hit the flag go in versus don't go in. My guess is that the higher percentage don't go in the hole because they're probably coming in way too hot anyway. Work with me here.
Yeah.
Most of the time, guys will say, oh, what an unlucky break, you hit the flag. On approach shots or what have you, right? Because they ricochet off and go into the water or, you know. Otherwise, if that ball would have not hit the flag, it would have hit right behind the hole and probably spun back in or been within a foot or two. So, again, going off of all of those reasons, I'm not sure why leaving the flag in for a putt would be something that you would want.
Yeah. Well, think about it. If you hit the edge of the hole, you catch a good part of the hole and the ball's traveling too fast. Excuse me.
Probably power lipping out, never even hitting the flag anyway at that point.
Well,
you have to go dead center.
Not necessarily. I'm just saying if a ball's going pretty good and it's gonna power lip out, chances are it's gonna catch a little bit of the flag, and that's gonna stop it closer than going 5 or 6 feet by.
Maybe.
All I know is Bryson DeChambeau is smarter than me, and he's going to keep the flag in.
As far as he knows.
Yeah, it's true.
I think he's just making everybody... I think he's just got everybody fooled that he thinks he's real smart.
Scratching their heads?
Yeah.
Why is he leaving it in there? So wait till it starts. Wait till the ball starts going in the hole a lot more, and everybody will go, maybe there's something to that, and everybody will start putting with the flag in the hole.
Peter Costas tweeted out, I don't know if you saw his tweet this week, but it was really interesting with all this discussion on Bryson going to pull the flag or leave the flag, and others that are saying, I'm not leaving the flag.
Right.
Peter Costas is saying, look, unintended consequences of this is this is going to slow play down because some players are going to want the flag in, some players are going to want the flag out, things along that line. But
I don't believe a caddy
tending it, I'm not sure it's going to make that big of a difference.
I don't believe that. Because the caddy will have it in his hand, and the guy will say, hey, put that back in for me while he's lining up his putt and stuff. Stick it in and walk away. It's not a big deal.
Potentially.
It's not a big deal.
That's just going to be weird. It's going to be weird visual to see it guys
will.
Putting.
It'll be very weird.
And I just, again, if I've got a...
Especially, well, I think a lot of guys will keep it in for long putts.
Yeah.
Real long putts, like 40, 50, 60 footers.
That's what it's intended for.
Yeah.
But you get inside 10 feet and that flag sticks in there?
Yeah.
Again, to me, it's like something's in the way. Thomas Pagel, USGA, joins us next.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. Hey, it's that time of year when everybody starts getting excited about the new gear, the new equipment that might be coming out.
Yeah. Did you see that little post this week of the new Titleist ball? It said Proto on the side.
Yep. That's out there.
Pro V1X.
Rumored to have some new a new Chrome Soft coming out as well.
Callaway driver. What is it, Flash?
The Epic Flash.
Epic Flash is
rumored, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Xander Schauffele won the WGC event with some prototype irons.
There you go.
So there's a lot of stuff that's coming out.
Jordan Spieth went to a new driver this week.
Did he?
With Titleist.
So it's that time of year. Keep an eye out. It's kind of fun if you're into new gear and you're wanting to shop. The golf industry, lining it up with Black Friday and the holidays, making sure that stuff's all out there and available. Which, by the way, is not far away.
No, it's not. Just a few weeks.
Whoa.
And you won't be around for it.
I'll be around somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be shopping.
Neither's your wife.
Mm-mm. Uh-uh. Oh, she's already probably got it all done anyway.
Yeah, probably.
That whole internet thing, that World Wide Web.
Yeah, www.
Amazon pretty much shows up daily at my house, I swear.
Yeah.
Anyway, interesting conversation about flagsticks and COR. Yeah.
We'll have to ask Thomas about that.
Right I'm now. Sure he just heard that and went, great. What else would you want to talk about on a Saturday morning? Thomas Pagel joining us from the USGA, Director of Rules and Amateur Status. Thomas, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's you've been very kind to spend time with us over the years, and this is kind of some exciting stuff that's happening with a lot of announcements. The new rules are finally, after all this time and this work that's been put into, even longer than what we realize. But as far as the announcement has been made, it's almost been a couple of years, and here it is, just a couple of months now from being implemented. I guess you got to be pretty excited, right, about this new 2019 January 1.
Brian, you nailed it. I mean, I think you look across the USGA and the RNA and even our friends at the tour, I mean, I think everybody is very excited. You think back to the first meeting that we had as a collective group, those three bodies, along with the European Tour, in April of 2012, to really say, you know what, guys, I think the rules have become a little too complicated for golfers throughout the world. Let's do something about it. And so it seems like a long time ago, but it flew by. So we're as I tell people, I'm excited to see the lights turn on come January 1, see the new rules in effect. I think, you know, some of the anxiety that folks might have around the new rules, I think will quickly be put to rest as they watch the Tournament of Champions in Kapalua.
Is that what sparked the discussion or everything? Was that it just seemed like the rules were getting too difficult and they needed to be simplified?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to our leadership at the time. But really having that self-awareness, you know, I was still fairly new to staff at that point. I think I'd been with the USGA for just over a year, so still really getting my feet under me, so to speak, as it relates to the process and relationships with the RNA. And I was pulled into this meeting, and it was our leadership at the time, along with Peter Dawson at the RNA, that said, you know what, all well-intentioned, but as we tinker with these rules over the course of the last 30 years, they've just become way too complicated. And golfers throughout the world don't really have a chance of confidently knowing what they're supposed to do. So let's fix that.
All right, Thomas. So we're going to go through some of these. You guys had put out on social media 20 most important changes to the rules of golf in 2019. We'll hit some highlights. But first of all, Bryson DeChambeau making some comments about flagstick.
I hear him laugh.
Yeah. Did at any point in time, did you ever take into consideration the COR of the flagstick when you'd made this rule?
You know, I need to reach out to our equipment guys to see if we've actually ever tested COR of a flagstick, because I'm not sure where Bryson got that. But look, I'll tell you that that's why we love Bryson. I mean, he's a part of the USGA family, obviously a past amateur champion. He embodies that creativity that I think so many of us have as golfers. He might take it to the next level, but man, he is a thinker and very creative with it. And, you know, that particular rule change, that is one that during that feedback period where we had the 30,000 different pieces of feedback, we heard a lot of comments. And that there are arguments on both sides, for and against. And we knew as we wrote it that it would come down to personal preference. Some players will want to leave it in. Some players will want to take it out. But on balance, we don't see it being of great benefit to leave the flagstick in the hole. And at the end of the day, we do think it'll help speed up play, especially at the recreational level, where you're not always walking forward to have to pull out the flagstick. And And also, at the end of the day, you know, why penalize somebody two strokes if they hit the flag stick? So it's one that I think personal preference will prevail come January 1, and I'm sure we'll continue to talk about it. But to COR, yeah, I don't know that we went that deep when we were considering this change.
What are some of the other highlights as far as what you think are most interesting as far as some of the rules that have been changed?
You know, I think as people dive into it, I think people are really going to appreciate the procedural changes. What I mean by that, that's the dropping procedure.
Yeah.
You know, it's just now you measure your one club length or your two club lengths, and you just drop it, and your only responsibility is to get the ball on that ground in that area. You no longer have to worry about, did it roll two club lengths? Did it not roll two club lengths? So I think that is a massive improvement. But you take it one step further, and currently, you know, you have rules like under stroke and distance, you have to go and drop as nearly as possible. Well, that's a specific spot. And so we're putting a lot of pressure on the player to say, okay, where exactly did I last play from, and can I hit that spot or as close to it as I possibly can? In the future, we're saying, you know what, you get one club length from where you last played from. So, again, we've built in that flexibility or that latitude to where the player can act with a bit more confidence. So, overall, I think the procedural changes are going to be the ones that will have the greatest impact. But, you know, you go down the list, and I don't want to monopolize. I want you guys to be able to jump in. But, you know, the time of search going down to three minutes, I love that change. But along with it, I think what I like even better is the fact that there's no longer a penalty if you as the player move your ball when you're trying to find it. Mm-hmm. So the message is, we want you to find your ball. We want you to keep moving forward. And if you happen to step on it or kick it when it's down in the deep grass, there's no need for a penalty. Just put it back and let's keep going. You know, of course, all the changes to the putting green. And then to your listeners, I mean, the local rule for stroke and distance, where I can't find my ball in the trees. I think it may have gone out of bounds. Now for a two-stroke penalty, I'm just going to be able to drop, you know, just inside the fairway edge. Again, it's all about keeping you moving forward so you're not having to go back.
And that's important. You said just inside the fairway edge, not necessarily within the two club lengths. Is that right, of where it went out?
That's right. I mean, so what you estimate where your ball's lost or where it went out of bounds, and you basically take that same estimated distance. You can take it all the way to the fairway and then drop within two club lengths of the fairway edge. So if you want to drop in the rough, you certainly can drop in the rough behind where your ball is estimated to be lost. But if you want to get a little bit better shot, you can certainly take it two club lengths into the fairway. And again, I think about impactful changes, especially to the everyday golfer, and I think that's a significant one.
It is really. In fact, that's one I remember we talked about that, but I had forgotten that you could actually do that. So that's going to be one that you'll your playing partners will look at you a little sideways the first time you do that when you bring it all the way to the fairway, right?
Either that or you and your playing partners that have been doing it for years, now when you do it, you'll say, you know what, we're playing by the rules today.
I like it.
So in terms of that, would a player be hitting his fourth shot or his third shot?
So it would be replicating stroke and distance. So the player would be hitting their fourth.
Fourth, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, interesting. I really like this embedded ball rule where you get free relief anywhere through the golf course, including in one of those sand-filled divots in the middle of the fairway, huh?
Hey, now, be careful. Don't start spreading rumors here. It's funny, as we continue to talk about the new rule, that's the one thing that comes up. How come you didn't include relief from a sand-filled divot? And it is, you know, early on, and it was probably, frankly, way back at that meeting in April 2012 where we said, if we're going to do this, we need to push ourselves, challenge ourselves to think big, think differently, not be as comfortable as perhaps we once were in the rules committee setting. But there are certain traditions that we need to maintain. And when I say traditions, I don't mean that, you know, you have to play from a sand-filled divot and that was our conclusion. What we're saying is, you know, there are principles to the game. You play the ball as it lies. You play the course as you find it. So you hit that little white ball, you find it, and you play it again. And there are certainly situations where you're going to pick the ball up and put it in your hand and get a drop, or you're going to have to take some type of procedure. But for the most part, you're going to play the ball from where it comes to rest. And part of the challenge is, you know, you're going to have a little bit different line. Not everything's going to be perfect. And with that comes those sand-filled divots. And I know that that's tough for a lot of people to accept. But what I also say is, you know, and I'm sure you guys have heard me say this if I haven't said it to you directly, when is a divot no longer a divot, right? When does it sprig up a little bit of grass? And so now it's, you know, more grass, but there's still sand in there. And who's going to make that determination? So all of a sudden, are we going to create an unnecessary level of controversy to give people relief? And at the end of the day, it's just not worth it. So it's a challenging game. I love the fact that some of that challenge is still being maintained, and And it's never fun, but again, as golfers, we're creative, so it's, you'll figure it out.
Hey, Thomas, sorry, Bob.
Go ahead.
We're just about out of time, but talk about these penalty areas, because that's a big thing, too. Water hazards are now penalty areas. There's also some interesting ways as far as touching the ground in penalty areas, and then also inadvertently touching the sand in bunkers as well. Talk about some of those nuances that I think are going to be probably take some time for us to get used to.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so the concept of penalty areas under the current rules, it's very, very clear that only areas that contain water can be marked with a yellow line or a red line. You know, we look at golf courses and we say, you know what, golf course operators and owners, golf professionals, they know their golf courses better than anybody. If there's a tree lined area where they're losing a bunch of balls, what's the harm in them putting a red line down and allowing a player to take free relief if their ball's in there? You know, you think about if that river is inset 20 yards into the woods, you know, the standard under the current rules is you mark that hazard as close to the riverbank line as possible. Why not give committees the flexibility to pull that line out and put it outside the tree? So it really is about adding the committee discretion. Again, the individuals that know their golf course is the best, giving them the flexibility to, frankly, operate it how they see fit. Now, from a player perspective, what players can expect is, frankly, a removal of a whole bunch of penalties. And so now if your ball's inside one of these red line areas, you're allowed to ground your club. You can even take practice swings just as if you were in the fairway. You just can't improve anything in there. So, again, as we looked at this, we said, you know, if the number of red lined areas increase, there's probably more opportunities for players to play balls in these areas now. And is it really worth penalizing a player if they happen to ground their club behind their ball? You know, if a player steps 5 feet away and takes a practice swing, have they learned so much that we've diminished the challenge? And ultimately, we thought the answer was no. And you can also carry that into bunkers where, you know, in bunkers, you're still not allowed to take practice swings. You're still not allowed to intentionally ground your club behind the ball. But if you're hovering your club somewhere nearby and you happen to hit the sand, there's no longer a penalty for that because, you know, at the end of the day, it's an accident and it's just not worth that two-stroke penalty.
Interesting. Mm. And then finally, real quick, the green surface, any damage on the green surface can now be repaired. Doesn't matter.
That's correct. And we looked at this and we said, look, agronomically, greens are across the board at all levels of play have become so much better maintained that if there's a shoe print in the middle of the green, why not let a player repair it? And so at the end of the day, it is any damage caused by essentially a person, any damage caused through maintenance or any damage caused by an animal, a player will now be able to repair. So, you know, you're no longer going to see out there on the PGA Tour, even at your club, where guys are debating, is that a ball mark or is that a shoe print? Just go ahead and repair it. The challenge on the putting green is really keeping the ball on the ground and getting it in the hole, not keeping the ball on the ground, how well you navigate that heel print and then get it in the hole. So go ahead and repair the damage.
And that will bring much more harmony within the champions' locker room between Phil and VJ when they're out worrying about spike marks.
Yeah,
very nice. I like it. Nothing but love from the USGA.
I like it.
And the rules changes coming up in 2019. Check it out at usga.org. And Thomas, wish we had more time. We need more time, but unfortunately we're out of time. But we appreciate you joining us and great insights and congratulations on this work. I'm anxious to see how it all unfolds, you know, as guys start using it and putting it into play and you know, hopefully people find it to be a little bit more pleasant and easier to deal with, right?
I think that's right. And, you know, that the feedback we've gotten, I think people are energized around it. They've really engaged around the subject. So we're excited for January 1st. I think golfers will find it easier to understand and apply. And look, we're probably going to learn a few things come January 1. So we're excited to see it all play out.
Well, thank you again for your time. As always, we appreciate it. If we don't talk to you beforehand, happy holidays and best of luck in the new year.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you having me, and look forward to doing it again.
All right.
Thanks, Thomas.
You got it. Thomas Pagel joining us right here, USGA Director of Rules and Amateur Status. He might be a senior director or vice president or something along those. But Rules and Amateur Status, that's his job.
So, that's right.
Anyway, Thomas, nice enough to spend some time with us. So I think it's going to be interesting. So you also can take a drop out of a bunker.
Yes, you can.
Two-stroke penalty.
Two-stroke penalty.
If you're just saying, you know what, I hate hitting out of bunkers. I'm just going to take a drop. Well, yeah, take a two-shot penalty and drop it. Probably going to lose the hole, but at least you don't have to hit out of the bunker. Right?
Yeah.
We'll go through some of these other rules as we continue next right here on Real Golf Radio. Last year, Callaway's transformative jailbreak technology created an epic shift in ball speed and performance. In fact, it made them the number one driver in golf. Now it's the fairway wood's turn. That's right, the new Rogue Fairway is the world's first fairway wood with jailbreak technology. Let me say that again. Callaway has put jailbreak bars into a fairway wood. We're talking about game-changing ball speed here. And of course, every Rogue Fairway comes equipped with Callaway's legendary 360 face cups. When you put these two things together, which is crazy when you think about it, you get the most powerful fairway wood Callaway has ever created. You'll immediately see a difference in distance and ball speed. But stay humble and let your buddies ask, how the heck did you get there in two? Did you just outdrive me with a three wood? And you could just nod and say, yep, I went rogue. Get the details on the new Rogue Fairway at CallawayGolf.com. It's time to go rogue with Callaway, the number one fairway woods in golf.
At the first tee, it's the little things in life we pick up.
Hey, thank you.
That make for a successful future.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Oh, you dropped this.
Because little things can carry a big impact both on and off the course.
Hey, thanks.
To learn more, visit thefirsttee.org.
Callaway Golf has been the fastest growing golf ball brand since 2013, and the ChromeSoft golf ball has been a major part of that. ChromeSoft is extremely fast, incredibly soft, and unbelievably easy to control, which is why Phil Mickelson, Patrick Reed, and Jim Furyk have changed to ChromeSoft. You have to be willing to change to get better. ChromeSoft and the new ChromeSoft X are in stores now. See what they can do at CallawayGolf.com. ChromeSoft. It's the ball that changed the ball.
Your hands, with the grip, they form the connection between you and your club. In a game where feel is so important to playing your very best, great shots begin with a great grip. For every golfer who wants to play better, there's a Lampkin grip.
The difference between tour pros and regular golfers is, well, pretty much everything. But when it comes to putting, the best players in the world generate top spin at impact. Most of us do not. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey dramatically generates top spin at impact regardless of the putting stroke. Top spin is what gets the ball rolling on its intended line. The Micro Hinge insert is a new way to roll. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey is in stores now. Go to odysseygolf.com to learn more.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
Right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. This segment brought to you by Callaway. And by the way, go to CallawayGolf.com, where they have a limited time offer, free personalization on your select Chrome Soft golf ball. It's going on through December 12th. This would be a great gift where you can add custom numbers, logos. Well, you'll see it all on there. Various options there in the customs program. Check it out at CallawayGolf.com. And always good holiday gifts.
Yeah.
Chrome Softs. They got the good ones in there, too. They got the different color Truvis balls and the stars and stripes and all that kind of stuff. So pretty cool stuff. Anyway, check it out, CallawayGolf.com. All right, so those rules, as we were talking about them, Bob.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's a couple that are really, really interesting that if you went back in history, could have changed some things, like the double hit. There's no penalty now.
There's no penalty for a double hit.
T.C. Chen would like that.
Right, or if a ball hits you or your equipment, there's no penalty.
Jeff Maggart would like that.
Yeah.
Hit him, came out, ricocheted off the face of the bunker and hit him on the third hole at Augusta in the final round.
That's
the year
correct.
That Mike Weir went on to win.
So think about what he talked about dropping the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember Tiger Woods when his ball hit off the flag stick on 15, and then he dropped the ball, and they were saying it was an illegal drop and that kind of thing. He was allowed to continue to play, and that it doesn't matter now.
Yes, because the way he applied the rule should have been wrong, and it's not anymore because he said, "Well, I knew I just hit it. I just need to move it. I just moved it back a club and dropped it in the same spot on that line, right? One club back.
Right. Now it's okay.
Now that's okay to do.
Starting
providing,
in 2019. Yeah.
Let's see. Well, what I was thinking in that case, what people were upset about is the ball actually crossed the hazard onto the green and then spun back in the water at a different angle. So technically, if you're going where the ball crossed, he should have dropped back.
Doesn't he? One of his options is to play it from the same spot.
Okay, so that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, he didn't actually play it from the same spot because he was further back.
You're supposed to play it nearest the same spot now.
Right.
And he literally said, I dropped it a club behind.
So. Yeah, and now it's okay. So some of those that we talked about, one that Thomas alluded to is search time. Now it's 3 minutes instead of five. So it speeds things up. All right. Then a ball move during the search, he talked about that. If you kick it or whatever, or move it or whatever, you just replace it. No penalty. Embedded ball, free relief anywhere through the course. It's not through the green anymore. It's the terminology is through the course.
Which even if it's embedded into the rough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was before it was in
before
the fairway?
Before it was just in closely mown areas. Right. Measuring a drop. Use the longest club.
Wait. Also, I believe that also includes the bunkers. If you bury one if it's embedded in the bunker, do you also pull it out or no?
I don't know. I don't know that because that would do away with fried egg lies. That's basically embedded.
Well, I don't know if that's embedded. I wouldn't say that's embedded. A fried egg?
Yeah, if it's embedded in its pitch mark.
Well, if it's, you know, but sometimes you hit that in the face of the bunker and you can only see a third of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to remember if that was included.
Right.
I'll have to look that one up.
So measuring the drop.
Get Thomas back on the phone.
You can use the longest club except a putter because a lot of times guys will have putters that are a lot longer than a driver. dropping from knee height instead of from the shoulder. So shoulder outreach right now. Now you can drop it from knee height. So.
And if you bend your knees to like barely off the ground, you're just kind of placing it almost, right? Taking a stance on a wrong green is not permitted. This
correct.
Means that you get free relief if you hit the ball on the wrong green.
That's correct.
They don't want guys taking whacks at these putting surfaces that the superintendents work so hard to maintain.
Okay. So we talked about unintentionally hitting a player or equipment. We talked about that. Double hit, we talked about that.
So touching the sand in the bunker incidentally is permitted, meaning I think that goes back to the U.S. Women's Open at Cordoval, right?
Right. Well, not only that one, there was another one at Hilton Head. Remember when the guy was in a playoff with Jim Furyk, and on the backstroke he hit the reeds or something like that that was in that bunker?
Well, no, that was in the hazard.
In the hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's not a penalty.
Right. That's under.
See, a bunker and in the hazard are deemed the same thing. It's a penalty area now. Doesn't matter.
Right, but this is saying touching sand in the bunker. That's different than what you're talking about, where you can ground your club. There's another one.
Touching ground in penalty area.
Yeah.
No penalty.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different now. Yeah.
But I think, but to your point, yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, basically.
If you would have hit those reeds coming back, in fact, you can even go in and take practice swings, things like that, which most of those areas you can't take practice swings.
Right. Bunker, you can't take practice swings, but in a penalty area, you can.
I think it's one of those things, if you accidentally nick a little bit of sand on your takeaway and it requires HD slowed down video to be able to see if you actually did, that we're not going to call a penalty on
that
one. How about loose impediments?
Yeah, loose impediments can be removed anywhere, including hazards.
Yeah, so you might be sitting in a really terrible lie in a hazard. You're saying, well, it's too bad it's a hazard, and you got a tree root that's just, or a branch that's laying there. You can move the branch.
Right. Or in the bunker. Let's say you have a little stone behind your ball in the bunker. Phil had a stone behind his ball that time at Shinnecock.
Yeah, 04 open.
You know, on the 17th hole in the final round. So... ball moves on a green after being marked. You place out penalty, ball accidentally moved on a green, you can replace without penalty. So I was playing in a tournament up in Alaska, the Alaska State Open, and we were on the second green. It was par five. I was putting for birdie from about 3 or 4 feet. And normally when I take a practice stroke, I kind of look at the hole. I guess I was a little close, and when I was taking my practice stroke, it hit the ball, and the ball moved about 3 or 4 feet to the right. And I went, oh, okay. That was a stroke. But now it's not a stroke. You just replace it. If you hit it unintentionally or accidentally, it's okay.
Put
you
it
just
back.
Replace it.
Put it back and hit
Make
it where
it
you're meant to hit
yep.
it. Yeah. You know, and at the same time, if your ball gets wind blown, like we've seen sometimes at
yeah.
St. Andrews,
yeah.
you know, basically Thomas says, look, you've earned that. Once you've marked it, you've earned that spot.
You've
on the
earned
green.
That position.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you mark, if you put the ball back down, take your mark off and it rolls,
mm-hmm.
you've, and that goes back to what they're able to do with agronomy on these greens today.
Right. Right.
Actually spent some time with Johnny Miller the other day, and he was talking about, Cypress Point came up.
Uh-huh.
And he started talking about some of these greens are illegal anymore at Cypress. I've not played Cypress, so I can't speak to
right.
that. But he mentioned several greens. He said when McKenzie designed that thing, he never anticipated the green speeds would be the
which,
speeds they
yeah,
are now.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, anyway, point being is I think that is for that reason.
Yeah.
And I don't think St. Andrews and the Scots ever intended for the green speeds
right.
to get to the way that they can
right.
get or that the players and the tours want them to get. And so for those reasons, if circumstances cause the ball to start rolling, you're not penalized where you've got a 5-footer. All of a sudden, the ball starts
yeah.
rolling after you put it back down. Now you got a 25-footer.
Yeah.
You've earned that spot.
Right. And Dustin Johnson at Oakmont,
yeah.
when he got that penalty, but yeah. he still won the tournament, same thing. He didn't cause that ball to move, and he had earned that spot. That would have been just replaced. Okay. All damage to the green. We talked about that.
That's
so
a good
spike
one.
Marks.
Tapping
ball
down.
Marks, footprints, all that kind of stuff, good to go. Repair it, you're good to go. Caddy assisting with alignment is now not permitted. There you go.
That's the LPGA, the caddy standing behind
yes. yeah.
the player checking it. It's just, it looks bad. It slows things down. Move
yep.
on.
Putting with flag stick in the hole is now permitted, so it doesn't cost two shots. And ball wedged against the flag stick and the side of the hole is deemed as holed, where it doesn't go down and hit the bottom of the cup. So those are kind of 20 of the most important changes to the rules of golf. There's more, but pretty interesting. It's going to make the game easier.
Well, I don't know. It's going to make the game easier to administer the rules.
Right. Correct.
Not sure the game itself is getting easier.
No,
but
it's not.
It should be less complicated and easier to
right.
handle penalty situations
right, exactly.
otherwise. All right, short break. More Real Golf coming up next.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. This segment brought to you by Callaway Golf. Check out CallawayGolf.com. We appreciate you being with us each and every week on the show. RealGolfRadio.com is the website. At Real Golf is the Twitter handle. Well, we mentioned there's some events going on this week. And good rules discussions, by the way. We'll continue those coming up as well. Las Vegas, Shriners Hospital for Children Open.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let me try that again. Shriners Hospitals for Children.
There you go.
Open.
Yeah.
Not Hospital for Children's.
Yes.
It's a children's hospital.
It's like Holes in One or Hole in One.
Hole in Ones?
Hole in Ones. It's not Hole in Ones. It's Holes in One.
I think either one actually works.
No.
I do.
No.
Yeah. I think they're both phonetically, is that how you say it? Correct. Anywho, Shriners Hospitals for Children Open out in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Peter Uihlein is leading at 13 under par, shot 63 in the first round, came back with 66. Robert Streb is 2 shots back along with Wee Kim at 11 under par.
Woo!
Abraham Anser and Harold Varner III at 10, along with Bryson DeChambeau. We've just been talking about him. Kevin Tway at 9, and then Jordan Spieth and Cameron Champ, who is last week's champion. They're at 8 under par, along with Danny Lee and Jose de Jesus Rodriguez.
How can you not like a name as a golfer to be Cam Champ?
Cam Champ. You're the champ!
You know, I mean, Johnny's dad always called him Champ,
yep.
You know, growing up, because yep. He wanted him to just have that mindset.
Well. Yep.
When your last name is Champ, you're sort of destined for this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, Cameron Champ was the number one player on the Web.com Tour last year and got his first win on the PGA Tour last week at Sanderson Farms.
How about watching him hit balls earlier this year?
He bombs it.
It's crazy how far. He barely gets it up in the air.
Oh, I know. He hits that low driving cut, a bullet cut. It's crazy.
That is amazing. All right, stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio coming up next.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Some deadly weather up and down the East Coast. One person was killed in Maryland when a wall caved in at an Amazon distribution center. WTSP-TV's Grady Trimble.
The powerful storm sent a massive tree straight into Marcella Guybee's Newport Richey home. The nursery ceiling came crashing down around her sleeping daughter, Maria, missing her by inches.
I see her and grab her so fast.
Cleanup continued about 30 minutes away in Lando Lakes, where neighbors say strong winds uprooted trees.
Two people have died and five people were injured in Tallahassee, Florida, when a shooter opened fire inside a yoga studio. The gunman then killed himself. So far, no motive is known for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The October jobs report is out, and it's better than expected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department report showing the economy adding about 250,000 jobs in October, when analysts were anticipating it would show about 208,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate held steady at a five-decade low of 3.7%.
A former president and the current president are on the campaign trail ahead of Tuesday's midterm election. President Trump is focused on his signature issue, immigration.
Unvetted illegal aliens trying to flood into our country.
And campaigning in Florida, former President Obama blasted what he calls his successor's fear tactics.
Politicians just blatantly, repeatedly, baldly, shamelessly lying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some big names are stumping in the state of Georgia ahead of the tight two-point governor's race. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has details.
To the campaign trail we go. Vice President Mike Pence in Dalton, Georgia, headlining a rally for Republican Brian Kemp, who's running for governor.
I heard Oprah's in town today. And I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door the other day. Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal, too.
And indeed, Oprah in Marietta, Georgia, endorsing Democrat Stacey Abrams for governor.
She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. And she is dynamic. She is so inspired and inspiring.
The latest NBC Marist poll shows Republican Kemp ahead of Democrat Abrams by 2 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Renewed U.S. sanctions on Iran, including vital oil and gas sectors, are set to come back into force on Monday. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is reimposing all sanctions on Iran that had been lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal.
It is aimed at depriving the regime of the revenues that it uses to spread death and destruction around the world.
Turkey and Iraq are two of the eight oil importers who will receive exemptions from U.S. sanctions on Iran. That, according to officials in both countries, Pompeo has not identified the eight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper, and that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
That's back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. Dave Glauser producing. Website's realgolfradio.com and Twitter handle at realgolf. You can listen right there on Twitter. It's just that easy. Follow us, join the conversation, give us your thoughts and feedback as well. All right, a lot to get to this hour. We're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy, and of course we'll welcome in Jeff Babineau. Excited to talk to him. It's been a little while. He's got a new gig going on. We'll find out what that is. I know he was milling around the World Golf Hall of Fame this last week.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what exactly he's doing and get his take on this new season that is kind of interesting as it's developing for sure. This week, of course, the PGA Tour moving to Las Vegas and the Shriners Hospitals for Children open, and we'll get to that momentarily as well. Also talking the new rules that are coming up for 2019, Thomas Pagel, the Senior Director of Rules and Amateur Status for the USGA, joined us in hour number one, and we talked about some of these highlights.
Mm-hmm.
From these rules changes, which I thought was really quite interesting.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
If you missed part of that or if you missed the interview, again, website is realgolfradio.com where you can listen straight off the Twitter handle at realgolf. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Odyssey Golf, the new XO line of putters. Stunning on the outside, tech on the inside. I'm using the Rossi. Just is a great putter. The number seven looks really, really good as well. Check it out at odysseygolf.com, the number one putter in golf. All right, Bob, Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. Peter Uihlein, trying to follow in the footsteps of his buddy Brooks Koepka, having sort of forged his professional career on the European Tour, made it through web.com. Here he is now at 13 under par, leading for the second time in his career after a round. And the first time was
the day before.
Right.
Yeah, and Peter Uihlein, he won the first playoff event?
Finals.
Yeah. Finals event on the web.com tour, and that's what got him his card. And here he is playing well again, 13 under par, has a two-shot lead over Robert Streb and Wee Kim. Cameron Champ, who won Sanderson Farms last week, he's at 8 under par, tied with Jordan Spieth. And he came off the web.com tour, number one player in the on the web.com tour. One here in Utah in the Utah Classic, and he's continuing on with his great play. Also, last week, Xander Schauffele beat Tony Finau in a playoff at the HSBC championship. Unfortunately, Tony drove it in the bunker on the first playoff hole and missed a putt from about 20 feet for birdie. And Xander Schauffele two-putted for birdie to win the tournament. So those guys, interesting. Ryder Cup hopefuls, both of them. Tony made it onto the Ryder Cup. Xander didn't. Xander gets another win now. So that makes three for Xander.
That's right.
On the PGA Tour.
Yep, so. Still to Tony's one. I was really surprised that he gave up the lead that he had. Tony did. But, congrats to Xander. He went out and took it. It was a lot more aggressive and just made
Xander birdied 17 and 18 to time.
Yep.
So, and then one in the playoff.
Well, and Tony had to make birdie on 18 as well to force the playoff and match him. So.
Yep.
All right, so we'll hit the rest of the leaderboards and headlines next. Thanks for joining us right here on Real Golf Radio.
The new Chrome Soft is better from tee to green. To maximize control, you need a ball with a soft, thin cover. Chrome Soft has a Tour Urethane cover, which feels incredible. Under the cover is the mantle. The guys in R&D at Callaway have tuned this layer to produce a more penetrating ball flight from 50 to 125 yards. Distance control in the scoring zone is everything. More control means more birdies. And I like birdies. This is the Dual Soft Fast Core. So what does it do? It produces ultra-low spin off the driver for incredibly fast ball speed. Yet the core is still soft enough for you to compress the ball off the long irons. It's extremely soft and extremely fast. That's the secret behind Chrome Soft. The new Chrome Soft from Callaway. It's the ball that changed the ball.
The difference between tour pros and regular golfers is, well, pretty much everything. But when it comes to putting, the best players in the world generate top spin at impact. Most of us do not. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey dramatically generates top spin at impact regardless of the putting stroke. Top spin is what gets the ball rolling on its intended line. The Micro Hinge insert is a new way to roll. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey is in stores now. Go to odysseygolf.com to learn more.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Callaway's transformative gel break technology created an epic shift in ball speed and performance. In fact, it made them the number one driver in golf. Now it's the fairway wood's turn. The new Rogue Fairway is the world's first fairway wood with gel break technology. And of course, every Rogue Fairway comes equipped with Callaway's legendary 360 face cups, making Rogue the most powerful fairway wood Callaway has ever created. Get the distance on the new Rogue Fairway at CallawayGolf.com. Go Rogue with Callaway, the number one fairway woods in golf.
The first tee can teach young people how to hit a driver or how to stop a ball out of a bunker. But true success is measured by how well they perform off the golf course, by how well they use values like confidence,
my name is Kyla,
perseverance, and integrity in their daily lives.
I'll pick you off your wallet.
The first tee helps young men and women become better golfers. But even more important, better people. Get involved. Visit thefirsttee.org.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. And by the way, happy birthday to Gary Player, who turned 83 years young this week. How about that?
Yep.
See Jack Nicklaus doing some jumping jacks for him? Not actually doing some jumping jacks. He was sitting in a chair with a towel around his neck, ordering a couple of younger fellows to do some jumping Garys, as he called them.
Jumping Garys.
Instead of jumping jacks.
Yep.
And I was watching that, and Jack was just sort of, he was giving him props for being always enthusiastic and energetic and fitness focused.
Right.
But Jack clearly not necessarily following in the same footsteps, having his own line of ice cream and things along those lines.
He has feet up on the table, too.
And it reminded me of your dad and Gary, you know, back in the day when your dad just slapped the belly, you know, the.
He said, okay, let's go to sleep.
Yep.
Because Gary was doing push-ups, just knocking out the push-ups and the sit-ups.
Your dad's sat up from bed, just slapped his belly and laid back down and said, all right, good to go.
Yep, that's right.
You know, you can't really underestimate the muscle strengthening, toning power of a good belly slap. Not to mention the metabolism increase that surely comes from such an activity.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Good belly slap before bed. It's just what you need to fall right to
sleep. It's invigorating.
Gary's a good dude. We've had him on the show many a times, and yes, I'm telling you.
That's right.
We've heard all about the dough and all the other bad American habits that we
have. That's right.
For being the richest country in the world, you eat like the poorest. That's a really bad accent. Caddy could do a little better job than that.
Yeah, he does it really well.
He'll join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. All right, ripping through the leaderboards. Again, we've just mentioned Shriners Hospital and Children's Open. Did you mention Jordan's playing?
Jordan was
66-68.
Yep, he's at 8 under par, and Ricky Fowler's at 7 under par.
Tied for 8th there and 12th, respectively. Yep. So some good names there in the hunt out in Vegas, which is a great event. In fact, I am going to say that this will be a more exciting finish this weekend in Vegas than a month from now or 3 weeks from now in Vegas when Tiger and Phil are playing.
I would agree with you 100%.
Could be wrong on that, but I do think you might find some more drama here. And by the way, they'll let you out on the golf course to watch.
Mm-hmm. Where they won't with Tiger and Phil.
Yeah.
Not selling tickets. They want you to pay your
$19.99.
And watch it on pay-per-view.
Did you find out if you can record it? Because
I don't know.
I am going to be on an airplane, and I don't know that I'll be able to have pay-per-view on the airplane. They do provide a myriad of entertainment opportunities on the airplane these days, but I don't know that pay-per-view golf is one
of those. I don't think that will be one of them.
I would pay my $20 to put it in the can so I can watch it later.
Although you may be able to get it on your device and watch it on your device while you're on the airplane. Streaming.
Perhaps. No, you can't really stream.
Yeah, you can.
Well, it depends on which airline you're on. But you can't just stream your own video content. You have to usually go through their system. You know, otherwise, it just bogs down. The Wi-Fi is not that good up there.
Yeah.
You can get some text messages out. You can do some light media. Anyway, what are we talking about? Okay, anyway, yeah. So if you want to, I'm not going to break down the airlines. I'm just glad that there is opportunities to at least message while you're up there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Point being is that's coming up day after Thanksgiving.
There you go.
I'm headed for a little warmer sunshine than Vegas will offer that weekend.
Caribbean.
Ayriman.
Turkish Airlines open on the European tour as they race to Dubai and wrapping up their season on the European tour.
Is it still the 2017-18 season over there?
It is. All right. Haotong Li from China. 8 under par today through 17 holes. He is 17 under par as a two-shot lead over Justin Rose, 3 over Alexander Levy. Also, Danny Willett playing well. He's at 12 under par.
Wait, what?
Danny Willett, I know.
Who's that?
It's a shock. It's a shocker. Justin Rose, should he go on to win this week, he would become number one in the world.
Again.
Again. And so the interesting thing about that is that I was reading as, you know, he was just number one in the world 3 or 4 weeks ago. Then Brooks Koepka took over after he won the CIMB. And now Brooks Koepka has a chance of losing out on that. And Justin Rose going back to number one. But we've also had Justin Thomas. We've also had... Justin Thomas and
Dustin Johnson.
DJ.
There you go.
Too many.
You got to get your initials in there correct. Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting that you're seeing, you know, all this rotating around, and you know Tiger Woods coming along. That guy was the guy that held on to that thing for a long time. It's strictly about winning golf tournaments. If you're going to be number one in the world, you got to have a consistency of 3 to 5 events a year. And if you're going to maintain it,
A lot of these guys have bonuses with their sponsors if they get to world number one.
Yep.
So if you get to world number one like Brooks, you're there for a week. Do you get the full sponsor benefit of being world number one?
Absolutely. You got to the 1-to-1.
Bang.
Yep.
So then Justin Rose gets it for winning the Tour Championship, or not the Tour Champion, but during the Tour Championship, FedEx Cup champion. He moves to number one in the world. Does he get all those bonuses, and then he turns around and loses it, now he's going to get it again? Does he get the bonus back? It's got
to
be
all he has to do is provisions. Reach it once. You know, Justin Rose, he said, for a guy to hold on to it for 2 to 3 years in today's game, he said might be tricky. The only way that you're going to hold on to it for 2 to 3 years is if you're winning 5 or 6 tournaments a year, which Tiger did with regularity, and that's why he held on to it for so long. But, you know, everybody's winning now. There's a wider spread of guys that are winning, especially the top players, Justin Rose, Dustin Johnson, you know, Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka, all those guys. You know, if Tiger goes, let's say Tiger goes out and wins a couple more tournaments early in the beginning of the year, he's gonna be pushing those guys to get back to world number one again, which would be unbelievable.
Yeah, no question about it.
Then on the LPGA Tour, Toto Japan Classic, Minji Lee is leading at 13 under par after 2 rounds. Closest U.S. player. It's Jennifer Song. She's at 6 under par. Lexi Thompson at 6 under par also.
Did you say Toto?
Toto.
Okay, thought so. Oh, yeah. Was this in from last year, Dave? Apparently
David, he had it up on the dashboard on the computer.
He's ready to roll.
He's ready to rock it.
It's amazing. I mean, this band was really good in the day, but I didn't know they were so successful they could sponsor a golf tournament. But, I mean, that's impressive. So, go Minji Lee.
That's right. So
Lexi Thompson's playing, who, by the way, will team up once again with Tony Finau.
That's
to
correct.
To play at the Shoal Shark Shootout coming up here in just a little bit.
That's right.
All right, Toto, take us to break. Caddy joins us next. I stopped an old man along the way.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. I'm glad we had the Toto open this week. I love me a little Toto, a little rains in Africa.
Rains down in Africa.
It's a little, you know, we're not too far away from Christmas music. And they have a little, there's a group called, Stirred Not Shaken or something like that. And they do a little spoof of the Christmas music with to that tune. It's actually pretty catchy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. If you're a Toto fan, you'll like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember how it goes right now, and I won't torture you with
my
singing. You're welcome. But it is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty funny. I think it is a take off of the 12 Days of Christmas, and then it rolls into, and they're like an a cappella group or whatever, right?
Okay.
And it rolls into this
Rains Down in Africa music.
Music-ish thing. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Cool.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is, again, not too far away. So, hey, by the way, for Spieth fans out there, it is worth noting that Jordan's putter seems to be back, at least for the time being.
It is getting hot.
I believe he's third in strokes gained putting for the week, and he finished 132nd or something like that last year.
Yeah.
And strokes game putting.
So strokes game putting this week through two rounds, he is plus four.
And he was giving up fraction of a stroke last year.
Yeah.
Where he's now earning four this week. That's a huge turnaround.
That is big.
I think Jordan is one of the players that I think moves the needle probably more so than even the other big superstars right now.
Yeah.
He's not Tiger-like. Nobody's Tiger-like. Let's just put that one out of the way. But among the stars, JT, Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, Rory McIlroy. I mean, put that group of guys together, right?
Uh-huh.
And I still think Jordan going out there winning, watching him go about his business the way he won the 2017 Open.
Yeah.
You know, go get that and all those types of things. I mean, that, to me, Jordan's brand of golf, the way he plays, to me is more exciting than the rest of them.
Yeah.
Am I off on that? Brooks Koepka. Sorry, I should throw Brooks in there as well.
Yeah. I like it.
To me, I think Jordan is the most exciting.
Yep.
Let's see what the caddy thinks.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is. The Caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Wasn't it great how the caddy came and spent time with us this fall? Like he talked about, you know, we went golfing, did a little fishing.
Yeah.
It's just really good to spend some time with him. And, you know, he really took advantage of that downtime. Caddy, good morning. How are you?
Is that what's called ghosting you?
Something like that.
I don't really know what that means, but I think I know what it means.
I think what the caddy's trying to say is that while he failed to come visit us here in Utah,
yes,
he wants to make up for it by taking us with him to Hawaii.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
I think that's where he was going.
Yes.
He's got a gajillion miles built up so we can fly for free.
Uh-huh.
Because the caddy flies for free. That's what the caddies do.
Yeah.
And then he's got all the connections on the golf course. While he's working,
yes,
we'll just play alongside. So we'll play, he'll work, it works.
See, you're always thinking about yourself.
No, I'm thinking...
Playing.
No, I know, but playing. By us playing alongside, we're keeping him company.
I would love to go help work with the caddy.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll go play while you two work.
See, always thinking about yourself.
No, I don't want to... You know, three's a crowd. I don't want to interfere. Oh, wait, caddy, you still there?
There's enough room on the G5 for your wives, too.
Perfect. I like it. Air caddy.
Air caddy. I like that.
All right, caddy. You heard us talking about Jordan Spieth coming in, and it is good to see him playing this week in Vegas and actually rolling the rock. What's your take on that as far as these big guys? Do you agree with my take that Jordan is more the most exciting of the group?
I think Jordan does get he's going to attract the eyeballs more than the other guys. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, why is it? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's not, obviously it's not, like you said, nobody's Tiger, not since Arnold Palmer, or maybe John Daly when he was first the craze, right?
Yeah.
Daly was pretty impressive on drawing people for quite a while.
He's the blue-collar guy, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But yeah, Jordan's putting the eyes out, huh?
Yeah, he's plus +4 on the week right now.
That'll work.
Strokes game putting. Yep.
Oh, you know, you figured he's gonna get back to being Jordan Spieth sooner or later. So
he's too good. He's too good.
Start of a new year.
Yep. I'm working at it. Yep. I agree.
You know, so Brian, did you know there's some sayings for caddies about how putts break? You know how like at the Broadmoor, there's a big clock tower on the mountain, and everything goes away from the clock tower, right?
Yep.
In Indio, in Palm Springs, everything goes towards Indio, right? So do you know where everything goes at Summerlin? TPC Summerlin, where it breaks?
To the strip.
It breaks towards the money.
Breaks toward the money.
I like it.
I like that.
Yeah.
When
that course is really on the side of a hill, and you don't realize it, you know, unless you look at it kind of when you're flying in. But it's a pretty steep hill. It's on.
When you're playing West Coast, everything breaks towards the ocean.
I say, I told my player one time on 17 at the Players Championship with the Island Green. He said, "What's this putt doing?" I said, "It breaks towards the water." I was correct.
Yes, you were.
Yes.
Hey, of all those golf courses, if you which of the great golf courses around the country would you most like to take Bob and I to go play?
Well, right off the bat, I got to pick one that you just can't, you know, go play, like Pine Valley or Cypress or Augusta.
I like your thinking. You know?
Right off the bat. But
so Brian's played
clearly,
2 out of 3 of those.
Clearly, currently, it would be Hawaii.
There you go. Mm. We're in Hawaii.
Yeah. Period. Well, you guys just picked it off. I mean, you want to go to Kapalua and Waialae.
You just told me
that.
Yeah.
No, you're putting the pressure on me.
There you go.
It is going to be our 20th anniversary of the show, so
this year.
It seems like it would be appropriate.
On the pick one golf course ever, it's hard not to pick Augusta as the course.
Yeah.
Because that's probably the most difficult one to wander onto.
Cypress would be a difficult one too.
Yeah, and Cypress is certainly just awesome because of just it's Cypress and the views and all this and that. And
did I tell you my story about Cypress?
I don't know.
Okay, so I was caddying for my dad it was when Cypress was still in the rotation for AT&T.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah, it was the Bing Crosby. It was before they took it off. So my dad, we got there early in the week. It was a Saturday morning, and my dad says, "Okay, where do we want to play?" And I said, "Let's go to Cypress." So we pulled in the parking lot. Nobody in the parking lot. Saturday morning before tournament week. We walked in the little small golf shop there, The guy goes, "Hey, Mr. Casper, how you doing?" He says, "Great, can we get out?" And he goes, "I'm sorry, Mr. Casper. The tour doesn't have the course until Monday."
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. So we went to Spyglass.
Spyglass is awesome.
It is awesome.
It's one of the best courses in the country, and no one... It's like Spyglass is kind of one of the courses that no one mentions when you say what are the greatest golf courses, at least in my opinion. I think it's one of the best in the country.
I love the start of Spyglass. The start is awesome. Unbelievable.
Oh, it starts crazy.
Yep.
First five holes, and then the first five holes are so beautiful, and then how hard is the sixth hole?
Yeah. Yeah. The dogleg right up the hill. Yeah.
Boy, if you played that course every day, you'd be in good shape.
You'd be a good player. Yep.
I mean, you'd be in good shape, too.
Yeah, you would.
It's a heck of a walk.
Yeah.
So the last time I played Cypress, I had to throw it in that way,
right?
The last
very
time.
Very nice, very nice.
I drove it a little left on 18 off the tee, and Tom Watson was playing behind us, and he drove it left on 17. And so we passed each other like two ships passing in the night. And Watson, how many times has Watson played Cypress? He has no idea, right? Maybe dozens or hundreds, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so as he walks by, he's got this big smile on his face, like he's playing it for the first time, and he just looks right at me and says, "How good is this?"
Yep. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
This is one of my dad's favorite golf courses. Yep. Augusta and Cypress.
I love Cypress. I can play it every day. It's such a cool mix of holes, too, with the dunes and the trees and, you know.
My dad's two favorite holes were 9 and 10.
Oh, yeah. Well, 10, that's interesting. 9, yeah. 10 is kind of interesting because that's just a kind of a par 5 up the hill, right?
So, no, 10's a little short par 4, isn't it? And 9, well, both of them? Eight and nine.
Yep. Yeah. Eight and nine is definitely what you're talking about.
Nine could really
play with you, can it?
Oh, yeah.
Because you can try to drive it if the conditions are right, but you can also make a 10 on the ninth, so, as we would say.
Hey, Caddy, before we let you go, real quickly, there's new rules changes that are coming into effect in 2019, and one of those is that you can putt with the flag stick in. And so Bob brought up the fact that Seve used to have his caddy tend short putts for him, leaving the flag stick in and then pulling it. Bryson DeChambeau says he's going to be putting with the flag stick in, depending on the COR of the flag stick, which you got to be kidding me. But anyway, tell me about this Seve thing, because as I pulled it up to Bob, he said that basically his caddy was putting his foot on the line that he wanted to hit it.
Well, maybe that's what he was doing. I think the claim was that by having his caddy there, he was blocking out the crowd behind him in case anybody moved or something. At least the caddy could partially block out whatever was behind.
That was the story, huh?
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
That's right. That's right. That's like, well, that's like that time. Remember, Layman picked up his marker after Seve gave him a putt at the Ryder Cup at Oak Hill, and Seve told him to put the marker back because he wanted to aim at it. And, well, at least he claimed that's what he was doing, and Layman thought he was not giving him the putt and all this and that. And that was great.
Yeah.
Great stuff. We can't change anything about the Ryder Cup. It's too good the way it is.
Yep.
Too good. Don't change. No more committees. Let's just keep it like
the way it was.
Yeah.
The way it was. It was great the way it was. All right. Good stuff, Caddy Man. It was good to visit with you. And just let us know on the itinerary so we can, make sure we get our sunscreen and, bathing suits and everything in time.
All right. Just pack it up. We'll be gone in about 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Perfect.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks,
Caddy. There you go. It's Caddy joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. I wonder, can I sneak in a Hawaiian vacation before my Caribbean vacation? That's the question.
I think it's going to be right around the same time.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, maybe you'll have to go without
me. I'll go without you.
Yeah, darn it. I'll come in on that Cypress trip, though. That would be a fun one.
That would be a fun one.
The Monterey Peninsula with the Caddy. We could have a good time.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned. Jeff Babineau joins us next. So you've thought about LASIK surgery, but you're hesitant. I get it. It's your eyes, and while it's a hassle to deal with contacts and glasses, the thought of a laser in your eye sounds painful and scary. Well, let me tell you, I had the same feelings until I went to Hoops Vision for my free evaluation. I was super impressed with the time they spent, and they put all my concerns to rest. I left excited and confident knowing that I was in the best hands with the latest technology. The day of the surgery was easy. No pain, comfortable massage chairs, and warm chocolate chip cookies to help me relax. And then the miracle. Within a few minutes, I could see. It's an amazing feeling, and now I can see where my golf ball goes, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses and not dealing with contacts that dry up out in the sun and the wind. It's why major champions like Mike Weir chose Hoops Vision. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with new techniques such as smile and camera, there are more options than ever before. Visit HoopsVision.com today and schedule your free consultation. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you could save $1,000 off your procedure. More choices, more experience, better vision at Hoops Vision.
And here's Ricky on 12. What a comeback it's been for him today. Pin placement is a little tricky. We're seeing something. Something is getting closer. Holy.
What the?
And that'll cost him.
It can be dangerous to drive while distracted. Yet at any daytime moment, almost 660,000 drivers across the country are using electronic devices while they drive. Join me and commit to always driving distraction-free.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
You can tell a lot about a golfer by the way he sets his hands on the club. Is he squeezing the life out of it, or is it like he's cradling a newborn baby? Holding it light so he can feel the club head eliminates tension, increases swing speed, and improves accuracy. These are the things our grips promote. Because the secret to golf isn't how you put your hands on the club, it's the way you put your hands on a wind grip. Win. Play your best golf.
When Callaway first equipped their drivers with jailbreak technology, they completely changed the game. A new bar for ball speed had been set, and golfers everywhere started to take notice. So what, you think they were just going to call it a day? Not a chance. Nope, they took their most epic technology and went rogue. The new Rogue driver has taken jailbreak distance and made it more forgiving than ever. The new jailbreak bars are lighter and stronger, which allows Rogue to redistribute its weight throughout the head. When you have a reshaped, more forgiving head, well, you get more forgiveness. Forgiveness you didn't even think was possible out of a driver that fast. No more playing it safe, folks. Tight fairway? Bomb it anyway. Water in play? Clear it. That's the power of the jailbreak effect. And that's why Callaway is the number one driver in golf. You're either playing it or you're leaving yards on the table. Go rogue with Callaway. Get the details now at CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one driver in golf.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks for joining us. RealGolfRadio.com is the website. At RealGolf is the Twitter handle. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to November. Vegas is a good place to be this weekend if you want to watch some big names on the PGA Tour. The what is the name of the golf tournament? Shriners Hospitals mm-hmm. for Children Open.
There you go.
Got to get the right S's in the right places.
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah. So Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau.
Yep.
Ricky Fowler.
Yep.
Guys all playing and chasing down Peter Uihlein.
Yeah.
Which is good for him. He's led for the first time on the PGA Tour after any round in the first round, and he continues to hold the lead after 36 holes. Still a few players to finish up this morning to make the cut official, but it's anticipated it'll be at 300 par.
There you go.
So, good stuff as the 2018-19 season rolls on.
Yeah.
And joining us as promised right now is our good friend, Jeff Babineau. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
So we haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks, and you've started the new gig, so we thought we'd check in with you. And I know you were hanging out at the World Golf Hall of Fame, so tell us what's going on, man.
Yeah, it was nice. I'm taking on a job as chief communications officer for a group called Sky Eye Golf. It's Sky Letter I Golf. It's started by Rich Smith. He's a PGA member. He's a course owner. And the whole thrust of the company is to kind of make golf a little bit more fun for the player and to help out the PGA pros and the golf course owners to run a more efficient, more profitable business. So, you know, we're excited. We had our launch at the World Golf Hall of Fame on Tuesday, and we've hit the ground running. It's been a lot of fun. So, I'm excited about it. It should be really good.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
So, as far as, is it a product, a service? Is it aimed at the golf professionals?
It's kind of both. It's a service mostly. I mean, we're basically a group. I mean, the unique thing about us is out in the field, it's PGA pros that we employ that are bringing this service out to their fellow PGA pros, right? So, you know, we have an industry that's obviously struggling and could use a boost. We have a staff. We're going to have a nationwide staff, which we're building now, of PGA professionals. You know, we have Tom Davidson, who I think you guys might know, is going to be our Utah guy, played golf at Utah State.
Nice.
You know, he knows Bob.
Yep.
He's coming over. He was the head pro at Circling Raven out in Idaho. He's going to be our Utah guy. So we'll have guys in each section helping out PGA pros and course owners with, you know, the tools and technology to run a better business. Everything software and GPS units and stuff that makes it a better experience for the golfer. And then on the golf side, we're going to have $10,000 hole-in-one set up at each Sky Eye Golf facility. So if the three of us are playing, we get to a designated hole. Brian pops one into the jar for an ace, and within 54 hours, he's going to have a check for 10 grand. So we have four, you know, cameras up in the trees and up on the tee. We're going to capture the whole moment. You know, right now, what do you get? You know, you probably put it on your phone. You get a little video of you pulling that ball out of the cup. But right now, we'll give you the whole thing. We'll give you the swing. You'll see the ball go in the hole. We're going to have the whole video narrated, delivered to you. So that's fun. And then our other big playing element is bringing back a huge global scramble. The finals are going to be in November of next year in the Bahamas at the Ocean Club and Royal Blue in Albany. So three fantastic golf courses out in the Bahamas. And that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, you get your buddies together, you play a scramble, you're going to have gross and net divisions. And if you end up, you're making it to the finals, you're going to be at the Atlantis in the Bahamas next November. So
wow.
I think we have some fun stuff. You know, it's some fun stuff. We've had great reaction from the industry, and we're just ready to get rolling with it.
Now, I had read an article about you guys sponsoring one of the Symetra Tour events.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna sponsor the leadoff event at Port Charlotte National down here in Florida in March 4th through 10th. And it's going to be the kickoff event, but we're going to treat it, you know, like a major. We want to make it a Symetra Tour major. So it's already going to have the biggest purse of the whole season for the Symetra Tour players, $250,000. It's going to be... you know, it's going to be great for them. It's going to be a great way to start the season, and it's the road to the LPGA. These are the future stars, and so we want to invest in the growth of golf. We're trying to, we all love it. That's the kind of the common thread of all of us when we got together for our first staff rendezvous. I mean, we all love golf, and we all want to see it do a little better. We think it can do better, and so we want to invest in the future a little bit and grow the game, do what we can, just make it a little more fun, and in the end, hopefully help that PGA pro with his bottom line.
Jeff Babineau joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. So that's really cool stuff. I love that. And I'm looking at this. I'm on skygolf.com, skyigolf.com. And so I'm looking at this Sky Golf Global Scramble Championship.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're talking about the Ocean Club, Weisskopf, Royal Blue Nicholas Club, and the Albany, the Ernie Els design, where they have the Hero World Challenge every year. That's pretty. I mean, just getting a chance to go play those golf courses is worth it. How do you get involved? And I guess it says 50 teams advance, so you're gonna set up some local qualifying type things.
Yeah, we're gonna have local qualifiers. Yeah, we plan to have 100 or more local qualifiers. We're gonna have regionals. You advance through regionals. You know, there's a chance, depending on what your Sky Golf Club does when it runs the event, you could play in it, the qualifiers, for no charge at all. So, and certainly if you get to the to the finals, the Global Scramble Championship finals, it's going to be a great experience. I mean, it's going to, we're looking to make it fun for the golfer, but if you've been down to the Atlantis, it's just such a cool resort. You know, you swim with the dolphins, and it's so beautiful there. And so we imagine players are going to go down there, take their families, and really create a life experience. You know, I mean, the people who played in the scramble days of old, they had a great time with it. And so it's kind of cool to get your buddies together. I mean, that in itself is a great time. We'll balance it out so you can't load up teams. You know, there's rules of how you balance out a team. And it'd be really cool if you get down to that finals. We're going to make it a big event. We're going to have some great dinners and events and concerts, and we're going to make it a huge event. So, yeah, we're excited. I mean, we think we have some pillars for the golfer that will make it more fun, and our aim is to make the business better. So I think it's a great model. Rich Smith is a real visionary. He owns two courses. The people at his courses are having a blast down in Florida. And I've been hanging out there a bunch, and it's just fun to see. You know, it's fun to see when your membership's energized and having some fun and laughing and smiling, and it just kind of lifts everything.
So also when, you know, the initiative of growing the game, especially, you know, with the PGA of America and that kind of thing, this all kind of helps lead into that kind of thing, especially with people having fun doing it.
I think so. I mean, I think of my two oldest sons play golf. They're, you know, 30 and 27. And I can't imagine them pulling up to a place on a Saturday. So they don't play a lot of golf, right? But they're good enough to be single-digit handicaps. I think of them pulling up to a facility on a Saturday morning to play, and I just can't imagine the banter between those guys if they know they're going to get to a hole that day where one of them could make $10,000. I mean, we can't wait for that first one to happen because it's going to be a huge event. So I just think that's kind of, you know, wouldn't that energize you around? Even if you're playing badly, you're pulling up to the, let's say the par 3 16th hole, and you take one shot for 10 grand. It's just something that's kind of fun and interesting and kind of gets your attention. So, yeah, we're looking to do stuff like that. And if we can help the pros and the course owners make a little more money, they can reinvest that back into the courses. You get a, you know, better conditioned golf course. They're able to invest back into it, do all kinds of things. And it just kind of makes the whole experience better for the golfer. That's our aim, is to help everyone along the way here and just make this game that we all love a little bit better.
SkyEyeGolf.com. Check it out. And, Jeff, we appreciate you getting us up to date on that. There's a lot of cool stuff. I'm looking at the website now and a lot of neat things to take a look at. So nice job. I'm anxious to hear more about it and watch cool. You guys and learn as you continue to grow. So from your standpoint, will you still do any writing at all?
I will. Yeah, yeah. I will. I mean, I still love to write. I mean, I'm going to be in the Bahamas for Tiger's event, doing stuff, so that's kind of cool. I'm going to keep my hand in that. I got a Bryson DeChambeau piece I'm working on, and I'm going to hopefully be back at the Masters with you boys.
That'd be awesome.
Doing Masters.com, I hope, and things like that. So I think that's important for me to keep a hand in that and keep relationships going, and and just, you know, I mean, that's why I got into this business. That's what I love. So yeah, I'm certainly excited about this new venture, but yeah, I want to keep writing, too, because I really love doing that. So hopefully it's just the best of both worlds, and we'll still keep a good hand in writing.
Yep.
Well, good stuff, Jeff, man. Congratulations. Really happy for you, and hope everything continues to go well. And we'll definitely be checking in with you on the show. We love having you on.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for the time.
You got
appreciate
it, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff. Coming on.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
We'll see you, boys.
See you, man. Jeff Babineaux. Joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Check out his new website, skyeyegolf.com. So that's S-K-Y, the letter I, golf.com. Wrap things up next.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's been a fun one. Really appreciate Thomas Pagel from the USGA joining us, as well as Jeff Babineau and America's favorite caddy all stopping by. If you missed any part of the show, you know what to do. Get to our website at realgolfradio.com or simply log in to go to your Twitter feed, check out @RealGolf, and all of the segments are available for you to listen at your convenience right there. Thanks to Callaway Golf for sponsoring the show each and every week, and be sure to get out to their website at callawaygolf.com. It's a great time of year. The holiday gift guide should be coming up soon. You can also, for a limited time through the 12th of December, you can get free customization on your Chrome Soft golf ball.
Yeah.
So check it out at callawaygolf.com. It'll give you, walk you through how to do that right there in the custom shop. So really good stuff. Well, Bob, this weekend, what are you most interested in seeing happen?
Well, I want to see how Ricky and Jordan Spieth finish out their week. You know, Jordan Spieth, he shot 66 in the first round. And he said if he shot four more of those, he'd win the golf tournament. Well, you know, if he shoots two more 66s, I think he'll have a pretty good chance to win. So it'll be interesting to see what he does and what Ricky Fowler does, and then to see them play again next week at Mayakoba.
Well, the interesting thing about Vegas is that's one of those courses you could shoot a bunch of 66s and not win.
Yeah,
it's true. Because somebody could go out and shoot 63.
Yep.
They kind of get after it on this golf course, but you know what? It'll be worth the watch as well. And the biggest thing for me is seeing Jordan have a little bit of a hot putter. Man, it would be, to me, golf is better. Like I said to the caddy,
yep,
I think Jordan's brand of golf is the most exciting of all these young players, and I love watching him play and when he's winning and
yep,
the way he gets after it. So here's hoping it comes back around and he catches a little bit of that magic that we saw in 14-15.
I agree. 100%.
All right, but in the meantime, a good story. And Peter Uihlein with a two-shot lead at the halfway point. We'll see how it all unfolds, and we'll be back with you next week right here on Real Golf Radio. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio. Join us on Twitter at Real Golf or on our website at realgolfradio.com.
It's been real.